this presidential curse.
Yes.
Does that have anything to do with the apparition showing up at the White House?
Yes, that's a good question. Thank you for reminding me. In fact, the presidential curse, the so-called 20-year presidential curse, it goes way, way back to the time when William Henry Harrison, who was the president that would have, I guess he would have been considered the ninth president, but he was president for 1 month. That's what's so amazing about.
Yeah, that was easy, like that pope that died.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Pope John Paul I.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. Almost to the day. He had been a warrior, if you will. He played off the fact that he had beaten the Indians and destroyed any efforts they made to move westward, and there were some terrible battles. And among the Indians, the American Native Americans, I have huge respect for them, and feel terribly for the plight they've gone through. But there was, of course, a famous Indian by the name of Tecumseh, and he had a brother by the name of Tenskwatawa. And Tenskwatawa was a medicine man, if you will. He was a prophet. In fact, that was his nickname, the prophet. He was so furious at Harrison for what he did, this is in the 18-teens, that he put this curse on, and he said, at one point in the next generation, great white leader will die every 20 years.
All right. See, I wasn't aware of the curse. I was aware of the bizarre happenings of the 00.
Right.
But so there was indeed a curse then.
There absolutely was. Oh, absolutely. There's not even a question.
Right.
Tenskwatawa placed that curse on William Henry Harrison to get even with him for defeating his plans and his brother Tecumseh's plans to be able to move their Indian tribes, their tribes westward, and for the savagery visited on the Native Americans by the United States, by, you know, white Americans.
Mm-hmm.
He placed a curse on all of the presidents from some point on. And the first one to be afflicted was, of course, William Henry Harrison, in office only 30 days and had been elected in 1840, Abraham Lincoln, 1860, John Garfield, 1880, William McKinley, 1900. Then 1920 was Warren Harding, who now there is suspicion about in terms of his death being of natural causes or perhaps not. There is quite a bit of controversy about that. 1940, of course, the president who was elected was FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, and he died in office, John Kennedy, 1960. Now the curse, if you wish to consider it as that, breaks in 1980, even though Reagan is shot.
He's shot, that's right.
Yeah, and he survives. Now do you go a step further and say, gee, his plans and his appointments were all made by Mrs. Reagan and her astrologer, whether she wishes to acknowledge it or not.
And they don't necessarily die on that 0 year.
No.
They just die sometime during that term. Right,
exactly, right. But it's always a president who had been elected in a 0 year, because there have been other attempts on other presidents. I don't think most Americans realize that the assassination attempt, the first assassination attempt on a president, went back to Andrew Jackson.
Oh, we've had a lot. I mean, just in my lifetime, in terms of, you know, I was 13 years old when Kennedy was assassinated.
Yes.
So Kennedy was shot, and then, of course, Johnson. I don't think there was an assassination plot on him.
No, there had been on Truman. There had been, as you recall, on Gerald
Ford. Squeaky Fromm took a shot at him.
That's right.
Reagan, of course.
And Reagan, obviously.
Carter, no.
No.
And Clinton, no.
No. Thank God, no.
And the two Bushes, thank God, no.
No, but certainly you may remember the attempts on Truman. And, of course, look how close FDR came to being assassinated. They killed the mayor of Chicago. Mayor Anton Cermak was killed, and a bullet whizzed by very close to where FDR was in the early 1930s. Now, they all survived. There were so many attempts on Andrew Jackson in the 1830s, not the 1930s, but the 1830s. It was almost, it would have been funny if it wasn't so tragic. And it came to be believed that there was something protecting him, that he had some kind of a destiny, because a guy walks up to him with a gun and fires the gun, and the gun doesn't discharge.
Maybe
he fires again, and it doesn't discharge. Now, that gun, then he pulls another gun, and it doesn't discharge. And when you test the gun and you realize the probability of them misfiring the way they did, that was almost beyond statistical probability.
Absolutely.
Too.
In terms of that curse, Joel,
yes.
Were there any specifics as to the zero term?
No, he just said that it would be, it was just begin at some point where William Henry Harrison would be involved.
Okay.
You see, so he was really going after William Henry Harrison, but he said from some point where William Henry Harrison will be involved every 20 years or every generation in a president, your great white leader who will be in office in a 0 year will suffer that fate.
I wonder if it's been lifted yet.
That's the question.
We'll come back.
The question. In other words, was Reagan having been elected in 1980. Right. Would the curse have been broken because it just worn itself out, that it's over, or was it an aberration in the sense that he lived through it because Mrs. Reagan used an astrologer and saved him uniquely?
That's a good point.